You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by Brian McTaggart, who covers Astros for MLB.com. Brian, a lot going on in Astros camp. You've reported the news today that Mark Appel is going to make a spring start. Do you think that means anything in the long run toward him making the team, or do the economics basically dictate that he's going to spend the 2 weeks or a month in the minor leagues? How do you think that shakes out?
Yeah, I don't think it's economics. I just don't think Mark has done enough in the minor leagues yet to really warrant being put in the big league rotation, and he's not going to be a reliever at this point. So, I mean, he got his feet wet at Double A last year and did okay, but they want him to go down to the minor leagues and get a few good months under his belt. It has nothing to do with arbitration or anything like that. I mean, he was a senior college pitcher and number one overall pick, so they want to get him here, you know, soon as they can. He's 24, 25 years old, so it's not like it's a young guy. But, you know, last year was such a tumultuous year for him that he just needs to go to the minor leagues and put a couple of good months together. He hasn't done it yet. He struggled in pro ball last year, even though he finished pretty strong. But the fact that he's going to start his first Grapefruit League game, I think, it could be a good confidence builder for him, because last spring training was pretty much a waste for him because he had an appendectomy, didn't get to pitch. And that led to all sorts of other things. So it's a good step for him to get on the mound Monday and some major league hitters and go through the whole starting routine and see what he can do.
One of the more interesting pickups of the offseason was Luis Valbuena, a third baseman from the Cubs. It's interesting for a couple of reasons. One is that the Astros, one of the Astros' top prospects is the third baseman, Colin Moran. But I think they saw Luis Valbuena as a guy big league ready. What have you seen from him so far? How does he look?
Well, he's looked great. I mean, he swung a really hot bat all spring. And, in fact, A.J. Hinch pretty much said the other day that Valbuena is going to be the starter at third base. Now, whether he splits a little time with Matt Dominguez or starts 150 games, who knows. But, you know, he was brought here to start. He's making $4 million. He hit 16 home runs last year. His on-base percentage was pretty good. Considering the poor production they've gotten at third base last year, they really have to do something, even if it's a one-year stopgap like Valbuena, so Moran's ready. But Moran's going to play, and he's going to play a lot. And so far, the early returns, he looks really, really good at the plate.
And Jeff Luno went out and acquired two outfielders. I guess you would consider Evan Gattis at least a part-time outfielder and Colby Rasmus a full-time outfielder to play center. And yet, two young guys that you and I are more familiar with, Jake Marisnyk and Robbie Grossman, have looked pretty good this spring. Going forward, Brian, where do you think they fit into the mix in terms of playing time, potential, all those things?
Well, Marisnyk, I think they love him in center field. I mean, he's their best defensive outfielder by far. He's better than Springer. He was better than Fowler when they had him last year. So they want Marisnyk to play center field. Can he hit well enough? That's going to be the big question. And he's hit pretty well so far in the spring, so he's getting a lot of reps in center field. Grossman right now fits in the pitcher probably in a reserve role, but he's having another spring. I mean, he had a great spring last year, and he wound up being the starting left fielder on opening day. I don't see that happening this year. He's going to have to find the niche as a reserve guy. Alex Presley's going for that as well. So Robbie's going to have to do a lot of things to make the team. And, you know, he had the good spring last year, and then when he started the regular season, he was the best, both offensively and defensively. But, you know, he's a determined kid. I think he works really hard, and he's off to a good start this spring. But the whole outfield situation is just really intriguing because they just have too many outfielders. That's a good problem to have, and, you know, they can move Gattis somewhere. But right now, Gattis has played only left field so far this spring. That's where they want him, I think, is in left field.
Well, one of the pitchers that Astros pitching coach Brent Strom had looked forward to working with was Brad Peacock, but an injury set him back. I mean, I think Brent feels like he can do for him, or the organization can do for Brad, what they did earlier for Dallas Keuchel and Colin McHugh. Is it out of the realm of possibility that Brad Peacock would be ready to go opening day? And have you seen enough to start to form some opinions about him?
Yeah, I don't think opening day is going to be a realistic goal for him. He's only got one live BP under his belt. He's going to do another one on Saturday, and then he's going to have to face hitters a couple of times. So, yeah, I think he'll start the year on the DL, but he's only a couple of weeks behind. And we'll have to see how he does when he gets in games, but he's looked really good. I mean, if you were at Astros camp, Richard, and you saw him, I mean, I hate saying he was in the best shape of his life, but Pete Kern is not a guy who was in great shape, and Jared Cosard and a couple other teammates nicknamed him Chubb, which Peacock was okay with. You can't call him Chubbs anymore. I mean, he's really slimmed down. He's thin. He's coming off the hip surgery, which is putting him behind, but he says he feels better than he ever has. And he's going to be intriguing because I think he has the stuff to be successful. And like you said, Strom worked wonders for a couple of guys last year, and Keuchel and McHugh. And if they can get anything approaching that out of Brad Peacock, all of a sudden they've really got a rotation to be reckoned with.
Jonathan Villar has seen some time in the outfield, once a top prospect at shortstop. Where do they see him fitting in? Do they think maybe there's a role as a utility guy? What's the path for Jonathan Villar now?
Yeah, they're trying to see if he can be the utility guy. I mean, he had an opportunity at shortstop last year, and it's just not there anymore. They've signed Larry. Carlos Correa is knocking on the door, so there's just not going to be time at shortstop for VR. So, you know, whether he can play the outfield or not, we'll see. He's never been a guy that has good instincts, so I don't know if you want him in center field or not. He did look okay so far in the little bit of outfield he's played. But, you know, he could be nearing the end of the line here in Houston. They have other options. They have, if you're looking at utility players, they have Marwin Gonzalez, who quietly last year was one of the better utility players in the league. We mentioned guys in the outfield like Presley and Grossman that are going to be better candidates than him. So I think the writing's on the wall for VR, has all the tools. Athletic, just is not as focused a lot of times as he needs to be. And I know it's really frustrated the Astros, but they've given him a lot of chances to try to get it ironed out. It just hasn't translated so far.
One thing every organization tries to get is catching. The Astros have some of it, including Max Stassi that they acquired from the A's a couple of years ago. How has Max looked, and where do you see Max playing at the beginning of the year, and when does Max play in the big leagues, do you think?
Yeah, Max has looked pretty good. I mean, he's got really surprising power for his body. He's not a tall guy. He's pretty thick. He doesn't look like he's a real strong guy, but he's pretty thick through the middle. And we saw him hit an opposite field home run early in the spring games. But they rave about his ability to catch. And he's not going to be on the major league club to start the year because they have Castro and Conger, and that's pretty much set in stone. But he's going to go to AAA. He'll be the starting catcher at AAA. You know, we all know catchers tend to get nicked up a little bit, but they're pretty high on him. And if, you know, at some point, you know, they've dangled Jason Castro in trades before, but they believe that Stassi down the road has the ability to be an everyday catcher. So he's going to get a lot of playing time at AAA. And you know, if he does well, I think we could see him in Houston at some point this year, whether there's a trade down the road or an injury. But it certainly feels like to me that he's pretty much major league ready at this point.
Well, it's good to have options. Interesting camp so far. Good stuff as always, Brian. We'll talk to you soon.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.TV for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.